Blog Talk Radio. The cards are a lion. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion. Shall break every chain.
She's on also.
Okay. Can you hear me, Vela?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, Sister LaVela, this is my daughter, so we're going to have a rap. So we're going to rap about whatever she want to rap about, and she got some good information for us. And I know for a fact that she can teach babies, so... She's part of my hit team. She's number three on my hit team. I go as age levels, and I have one that's, I ain't going to tell her age because she'd get mad at me, but the second one is in their 50s, and this one is in the 40s. So what we going to talk about, Sister LaVela?
Okay. In the Nation of Islam, we start all things out with, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. And I would like to greet my sisters, brothers, and as the noble Dr. Khalid Muhammad would say, and others, with the greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum. I want to say...
I don't have no problem with that. You know that.
Yes, sir. Yes. And it is... It is my privilege again today, you know, to be blessed enough to speak before God's people. And what I want to talk about today is Trayvon Martin, you know, the young man that was eating the Skittles, Eric Garner, I Can't Breathe, Michael Brown, Hands Up, Tamir Rice, and then our sister Sandra Bland, and we all know who she is, who just got murdered in the hands of the KKK, which is the police department. And if you go and you read Edgar Hoover files, he makes a statement that he hires the KKK, you know, to police our neighborhoods. It's real. So I want to talk about them this morning. And me gusto en conocerle, which means in Spanish, the pleasure is mine. We are in a revolution. And what you have to ask yourself today is, are you ready for the revolution? Or are you too afraid to be a part of the revolution? You know, how long will you continue to follow these watered down black leaders before us that always want to get on these TVs and these radios and join hands with the very ones that are murdering us, saying Jesus loves everybody, which we know Jesus didn't exist because the J didn't exist. So he may have been called Esau. So those of you or those of you that are out there in Christian land, Christianity is murdering us. And you can stay on that train, which is Pharaoh's train, if you choose to. But at this point, you're going to go down with the ship. So again, I ask, are you ready for the revolution? Are you one of those coward men out there who Harriet Tubman had to pull guns on and make them run away for their own freedom? Are you that black man? Because I'm going to tell you, I have a son, and his name is Malik Muhammad. And if he was harmed innocently or wronged or killed by one of these white men, they shoot and kill babies too. I'm going to tell you, I don't want no news reporters. I won't need them. I'm going to handle business myself. I will not need your backup, because as long as we keep turning the cheek to them murdering our children, they are going to continue. We are only supposed to fear Allah and Allah alone. And for those of you who fear for your life, those are the lives that are taken, because it is better to die for your brother or sister than just stand there and watch by. Okay? So that's what I want to talk about today. I'm not going to be long, but I'm trying to be strong.
Sister Zayla.
Yes, sir.
Sister LaVeda.
Yes, sir.
Let me be just a little bit, because you touched down on something that needs to be explained just a little more in depth, and that's the word revolution. See, the revolution don't start with guns in the street. The revolution starts with the minds of the babies right now. See, you got to train, and Sister LaVeyla does an excellent job of that, because she can have your baby reading at 2 years old. And I don't know no white school can do that, but she can at 2 and 3. She had your baby reading. I know, because she got babies. My grandbabies started there, and I know what she can do, so we got proof of that. But the revolution started with the minds of the child, taking them out of the ways of the Gentile, this white person. The Gentile who the Christians love, you don't have too much problem if the person is a Muslim or Hebrew, Israelite. It's just the brothers and sisters that's over there in Christianity. Well, some of those people over there, we have to come and tell them about this God named Jesus Christ. This God named Jesus Christ bought you into slavery. For 372 years, Jesus Christ said it was all right to bring you into slavery because you were suffering from the curse of Ham. The first flag that brought you over here wasn't a Confederate flag. It was the Union Jack of America. It was a preacher who brought you over here on a slave ship named Jesus of Luxor and John the Baptist named John Hawkins, who was a Presbyterian preacher. The church brought you over here. And every church, the states was named after churches then, brought your black ass over here in the name of Jesus Christ for 372 years, and in 1870 they fought a war. And because the Duncan Masons lost to the Scottish Rite Masons, they didn't want the South to come up again. They freed you and made emancipated slaves out of you and gave you this hippie on a stick's name. And you had to take that to become an emancipated slave. So when you don't know your history, I'm talking to the Christians now, this is what makes you look so ignorant in 2015, because you don't have no reason to be ignorant. And we have to sit down and have dialogue like we have in dialogue now, even though we have to call you some names. I believe in calling a spade a spade. That's what my daddy taught me. If you're ignorant, goddamn it, you're ignorant. Just point blank, and you don't have no reason in this time and period. Go ahead on, sister.
Okay, and those of you that are walking around with the crosses on your neck and wearing them, you know, as if you're showing your love for Jesus, that is a sign of suffering. That is that same KKK cross that they used to burn in our yards. You need to take that cross off and get rid of it, because Jesus wore the sign, the symbol of a fish, because he was a fisherman of men. And what he did with the knowledge he had, he taught the men the same knowledge so he could wake them up and bring them to a state of consciousness. Because right now the black man and even the black woman is unconscious, and you have to be woke up with a word. But in order to know that word, that person has to be able to speak the language of the people. We come from everywhere, but there is only one God in Scripture, and as Dave said, history is infinite, and it is very, very important. And then he is truly correct. The revolution starts with education. The Bible says our people are suffering for a lack of knowledge.
Not the Holy Ghost.
We are way more intelligent than the white man. Our brain is 1.5 ounces larger than theirs. Theirs is 6 ounces. Ours is 7.5. Okay, that's a huge difference. That is why when we compete against them in everything, we wear them out. Serena Williams, the golfer. I can't even think of his name right now because that brother professed not to be black. Tiger Woods. You know, we eliminate them. We obliterate them in sports and education. This is why they keep education from us. And you have to think about it. This white man wouldn't let you were a slave. You are nothing. You are still nothing to him. He wouldn't let you read for over 400 and some odd years. And if he caught you with a book or a Bible in your hand, he beat you. Now, if he wouldn't let you read, what make you think when he does start teaching you that he is going to teach you right? You can't trust him, and you can't trust them house niggas out there either that's representing them.
And he got some, Sister LaBella, he got some self-appointed, two of them, that since I was a young, your age, the Democratic Party appointed Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. We never voted these two house niggas into office as being our leaders, but the Democratic Party appointed these two house niggas. And all of that time, you had Malcolm, you had Minister Farrakhan, you had Elijah was living at that time. See, I was back in that time. I was stationed in Chicago when all this shit was going down. And so you can see where these two house niggas came in and where we started falling because of the teaching got turned around. You said something else. Let's look at this word Ku Klux Klan that you was talking about. The Ku Klux Klan is the only Christians in America. When I say that, I mean that what Jesus Christ taught, that all Cushites and Hamites were supposed to be the servants for the Gentile. The Ku Klux Klan believe that today. This is why they have white supremacists. They believe what Jesus Christ believed up until 1870. Jesus Christ changed his belief in 1870 to the angelic gospel Christian Episcopal teaching of the high church, low church, and broad church. But these original Christians, which is the Ku Klux Klan, they are absolutely right in their belief system. So we can't fault them, because if that's the original teaching of Jesus Christ up until 1870, and when they got revised and put it in another version. But the Ku Klux Klan, the Nazis, and all these white supremacist groups say that they are Christians, and that's what Jesus believed in. That's what Jesus believed in. One more other thing, Sister LaVega. You spoke about the brain. Our head is larger. Our brain is larger. Also, we have melanin in our skin. Our blood is O positive and O negative. The blood of the ancient people, of the human being, because the only way that you can be a human being is you have melanin. You are a beast man, not a beast man, a human blend. I know the church teaches that everybody got the same blood. When oxygen hits your blood, it turns red. That's not a reason to turn red, but that's a goddamn lie about everybody got the same blood. Because you name me one cracker that's got O positive and O negative blood. Only people of melanin. Now, if you a person of melanin and you got A, a B, a AB, your damn blood has been contaminated by your white daddy. That's what has happened to you, because every person of melanin color, his blood type is O. That's called the people of Yah, the ancient day. O, my Yah, I am that I am. All these names that you did, these was what we call, we was in the ways of Yah in the Western Hemisphere, not the Eastern Hemisphere. They brought all of that shit over here, God's teaching over here to the West. Three tribes of people over here to the West, and you're talking to a Yah man right here of the Western Hemisphere. We didn't believe in gods. We believed in science. And that's what I'm glad that minister is going back to the teaching of science. Everything is in science. You can explain existence. Existence falls upon the 12 laws of nature. That's science. And we don't want to study science, but we got babies that can learn science. And so when you know who you are and your bloodline, you have a bloodline. White folks don't have old blood. They need our blood to clone with. That's the reason when you go to the hospital, now they take 7, 8, and 10 vials of your blood. I had to tell them, Baylor, last week at the VA, God damn it, I know what you're doing with my blood, because I got O positive. I know what you're doing now. You don't need this much blood to do no goddamn test on me. 8 damn right. vials of blood. Shit, right. You crazy. Go ahead on, sister. You get, they done got me pissed off.
I wanted to, you know, share a story. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has asked us to go back and study the speeches of Dr. Martin Luther King. So, out of obedience, I went back and I was going across one of his speeches, and I want to share with you what he said. He was talking about the story of Rip Van Winkle. And we know this is a story where this man fell asleep, and he fell asleep for 20 years. But most of us just think he went up to the mountains and fell asleep, and, you know, he came back down and continued on with his life. But the Dr. Martin Luther King said there's another point to the story that was almost completely overlooked. He said, it is a sign out on the little inn in the little town on the Hudson from which Rip went up to the mountains for his long sleep. When he went up, he had a picture, the sign had a picture of King George III of England on the sign. And when he came down, they had a picture of George Washington, the first president of the United States. When you looked up at the picture of George Washington, when he looked up, he was astounded. He was lost. He was, you know, baffled. He was amazed. He didn't know who he was. So in that story, Dr. King states, this incident reveals to us that the most striking thing about the story of Rip Van Winkle is not merely that he fell asleep for 20 years, but slept through a revolution while he was peacefully snoring at the mountaintop. A revolution was taking place in the world that would alter the face of human history. Yet, Rip Van Winkle knew nothing about it because he was asleep. Him being asleep, one of the greatest misfortunes of history is that too many individuals and institutions are asleep in this great period of change and yet fail to achieve the outlooks and the attitudes that the situation demands. There is nothing more tragic than being asleep in the revolution, end quote of Dr. Martin Luther King. So as I keep talking about revolution, you have to ask, you're asleep, are you still asleep? The Bible says there's a lion asleep in Judah. Who will awaken right. him? Are those lions too afraid to work? You know, do you not want to work? Do you not want to wake up? Are you afraid? You have to ask yourself that. So what I want to also say right now and bring, you know, to why I really wanted to come out and speak today was to bring up Justice or Else 10-10-15, All Roads Lead to Washington, the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March, which we know there is only one man that can call any men together today and get anything done, by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. If you want to go and support him, go to justiceorelse.com. You can donate. You can get flyers off the website. You can attend. He has asked, men and women are going, but he's asked a million black men to come. Now, he said he only needed 10,000 strong. He ain't calling on the weak-hearted. You know, he only wants those that fear Allah. And we know he has several names that he's called by. Now, I just wanted to give you the information, you know, put that out there, direct you to the right place, and then ask that our sisters and brothers participate. Because if we don't stand up and fight for ourselves in justice, he said justice or else, you know, they just shot 9 people up in the church, this little white boy did. You look up on TV the next day, and you got these bizarre Negroes. These men are unnatural. They keep telling us to hold hands with these white folks and get in bed with them and trust them. The white man don't trust that half nigger because he know he working for him. So why should we trust him or them? Because they on the same team. The white man don't even trust those half niggers. That's why they always set them up, and when you get in bed with them, you look up, you're going to jail because they know what they're working with. So I just wanted to put that out there again. All roads lead to Washington, D.C., 10-10-15, Justice or Else. Go to justiceorelse.com. I also want to bring up an event that I'm hosting. The date is going to be August the 22nd. It's going to be from 1 to 4, and it's going to be at the Community Center of Cooperations. You can get the information from Meatball because he will be one of our special guest speakers. What he'll teach on, that's basically up to him. So those of you that support him, we would like for you all to come out and join us. We'll be talking about Dianetics, child molestation, domestic violence, probably again 10-10-15, and it is also an opportunity for those of you that have businesses to come out, pass out your cards, and network and get to know the people. Black people need to start doing business, and I'm sure Meatball has told you all, with each other. The minister, the Honorable Minister of the Farrakhan, is also asking all Negroes, all black people, regardless of your religion and your belief, to not support them during Christmas this time, justice or else. Keep that money in your pocket. Put it away for a savings. Go out and get some, you know, supplies for these hurricanes and tornadoes and tsunamis and, you know, unbelievable fires and storms and stuff that are heading our way. You need to be prepared. You need flashlights. You need to store food. Keep your money in their pocket, in your pocket, and get Santa Claus back to them. Leave that alone. He's asking us not to celebrate Christmas this year. And I also wanted to share that message with you. And I'm going to turn it back over to you right now, Dave.
Okay, well, you said some interesting things. I want everybody, what you have talked on today is basically some people that they banned it off the radio in 1960 called The Last Port. Go up, y'all got that sophisticated stuff. I want everybody that doesn't listen to this, if you ain't got The Last Port, I got many copies of The Last Port. But if you ain't got to listen to The Last Port, where it says they got a, on there, niggas are scared of revolution. Now, they were talking to niggas back in the 60s about this and telling niggas were scared, and niggas are showing up scared in 2015. But that's
right.
Good. Another thing. Let's take a look in the Bible and a look in 1932, what Elijah Muhammad taught all the way up until 74, and what ministers still carrying his teaching on. The teaching of Jesus, the Nazarene, not Jesus the Christ, there's two of them in the Bible, Sister LaVella. Jesus the Nazarene was very clear. When the disciples asked him who to preach to, he said, don't go in the ways of the Gentile. He told you don't part with a Gentile, not to mess with a Gentile and a Samaritan. A Samaritan is a Jew that doesn't marry the Canaanite women around, and they believe in Hinduism. See, the story was always about Hinduism versus Yahwehism. And Jesus was very clear about his instructions to the people. Now, this man, Elijah Muhammad, followed the instruction and ministered part of the instruction of it, because you find your instructions at the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, where your instruction was that if anybody had helped you in the slavery, that you've been in slavery, that means all of you African Americans that's been in slavery, then Proverbs 3, verse 31, it is very clear. It says, "Envy not your oppressor and choose none of his ways." Meaning that you were supposed to separate from him, and this nation said it's all right for you to be a nation within a nation. So you were supposed to separate yourself from your slave master and become a nation of people, build your crops, and raise your children, and raise your school system on your own land, because you could have got land. You can buy land. You can as a nation, you can do this. You can set up just like the Amish people. You see the Amish people, how successful they were. But the Bible is very clear about you coming out of her, not integrating into her. Jesus was the Naz was a segregationist. He didn't believe in integrating with the white boy. He didn't care about the Gentile, because in that day and period of time, the Gentile is known throughout history as
guess I'm going to give a brother DeWar and a sister a few minutes to come back on. Their calls have been dropped. Let me play this song while they get back on. Hold on. They're on. Hold on 1 second. Brother DeWar,
hello.
You back on?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I guess your call had dropped, but you're back on now.
Yeah, okay.
The sister hadn't came back on yet.
His sister on?
But you can go ahead, Brother DeWar.
Okay. We got to know
that.
Okay,
she's back on.
Okay. We got to know that
okay,
the mental
ahead,
stuff
while y'all both are back on.
Okay. We got to know that what the minister taught is exactly what the instructions in the Bible are. It tells you to come out of her, my people. If it's not your oppressor, and choose none of his ways. You can buy your land, and you can raise your crops and your vineyard. White folks don't like to farm. You're the greatest farmers in the world. All this land down in East Texas ain't been farmed in 50 years. That land is begging for a nation of black people out of the ways of white people. If you want to take the example, see, the chosen people of God is the Jews. The Jews wrote the history of their brothers, Magog, Gog, and Tubal, which we call the Germanic race of people. When we studied with the Jews, and the only reason I know about the Jews is because on my daddy's side, my great-great-grandpa, who lived to be 120, died in 1960 when I'm a freshman in college, in high school, was a Jew. On my mama's side, Jim High died when I was 9 years old. They both raised me. I catted for them. Played golf. They talked to me. They taught me Judaism. So what I know about the Jews, Josephus and Homer, these two Jews wrote the history of the East, the North, and the Southern Hemisphere. This is the Northern Hemisphere. We are separated by the great waters over here in the Northern Hemisphere. All the bullshit that happened and what happened in the East was brought to the West. The Masons will tell you that what traveled from the East to the West. Why from the East to the West? God came from the East to the West. So some people brought some Canaanite teaching over here, and they in power now, and that's Magog. You
that's
had to
true.
Know this. All of this is in the Bible. You had to know it. It's not only in the Bible. It's in the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, the Tanakh. I don't care what religious book, Bible, of Hinduism is the oldest, Judaism is the second oldest, Zoroastrianism, I name them in a row. I don't care what book, and it tells you about who we call white folks, this beast of the field. It
right.
tells us the story of him. I don't give a damn what. If you want to know about him in the Quran, go into the cave.
Right.
And see what these people said about him. All other books say he was the albino man suffering from leprosy. 50,000 years ago, something happened to the children of Japheth, who was a human being, colored people. Something happened to him. When that happened to him, Homer the Greek Jew, and Josephus, the Roman Jew, wrote the history of what they had seen. They should call them subhumans, and they named them Neanderthals. That was Trichodots. So we can trace the history of the Neanderthal who became a paramecium man, a Paralympic man, a reindeer man, Homo erectus, Homo sapiens, mankind. He is a kind of man that is in mankind. He will
right.
tell you, if you study biology, go study biology. Get the recessive gene.
They have a movie out there. I'm
down again. Can you believe that? No, because they don't know your number.
Look for a nation of people. Jesus Christ brought him here.
Are you still on, Brother DeWall?
Okay, I guess this teaching session is getting a little hot. They keep cutting them out and cutting them on. Let me get the sister back on. Hold on. Sister Muhammad, you back on?
Ma'am?
Yes, you're on. You're back on.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
They really don't want me telling this story, do they, Baylor?
Yeah, I see that. They keep cutting y'all off.
Every time
I'm back on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Every time I try they hang my line up.
Yeah, see. We're telling if you want to know the real story, I know the real story. I mean, I'll bring it through any book that you can name because my Jew grandpa's taught me these books, and this nation of people, this is the people that call themselves African Americans as Christians, not the African Americans. See, you had a great exodus of people went with Benjamin, Dr. Malachi, y'all. The fifth eye, the third eye, all these people Exodus, but not after 1974. You still got some people that had Exodus then that's over in Christianity, supposed to have Exodus with us when we Exodus, but they're still in Christianity. And the Creator, our Father, Creator got us talking to these people. We want to talk and tell these people. We bringing them the truth and documentation of these bullshit conversations. And we know for a fact what minister told you preachers one thing, to come out of my people and start your own nation. You have got to start your own nation because when we go to the new world order, if you are a nation, then you have a voice in the United Nations. But if you part of another nation, you ain't got no goddamn voice. If you say, I'm with the Nation of Islam, I'm with the Nation of the Hebrew Israelite, well, then your voice with the New World Order coming in, you are a nation that has a voice. And now if your nation of people is growing food, you got a big goddamn voice because you got import and import.
Right.
Elijah Muhammad showed you this shit in 1974. That man was worth over $1 billion. Hell, his son messed that shit up. He had ships, airplanes, shipping. To go back in the history of that. I tell you what, I want everybody to do is go get Elijah Muhammad's last speech to the nation, and they gave out what the nation had and what the nation was worth and how much they had spent that year and how much they had made that year. Ask yourself a question, what the hell happened? Because if they'd have stayed on the roll that they were rolling in 1974, then goddamn it, in 2015, you'd have seen the Nation of Islam would have been the greatest nation that ever walked the face of the earth, that's near in the Northern Hemisphere right now, if you'd have stayed in there with that man.
Because you believe what
goddamn Martin Luther King said and Jesse Jackson. See, we can go back all the way back to Booker T. Washington and Frederick Douglass and see which one of them house niggas and which one was a field nigga, and that the field nigga told you correct and the house nigga told you wrong. We can go with Marcus Garvey, all of them. We can go, I can walk right straight down the line of who the house nigga was and who the field nigga was, and which way we should have went. And every time you come up with a field nigga, you should have went the way the field nigga, the uneducated man, told you to go.
Well, that was supposed to take place in the nation, the fall, because if we didn't have that fall, you know, we wouldn't have the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan now taking us into the promised land and on to the other side, because he knows that it is our time. And what I wanted to share, when you were talking about their history, they have a movie out there called Quest for Fire. And
it's 10,000 BC, too.
Right. It's going to show Moses, but of course, in this movie, he's not a black man, teaching them what fire is and them finding out what fire is for the first time. See, adopt that white man's best friend, because when he lived in those caves and hillsides over there in Europe, he used to sleep with the dog. They used to take a crap in the cave in the same place that, you know, with the dog. And as we know today, they cohabitate and have sex with the dog. So, you know, if you want them to lead you and you are following them in any kind of, you too are a beast. and a savage. But God sent a man, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and masterfied Muhammad, who came in the person of Allah himself, to teach you and to show you how to elevate yourself so you can get that white man his mind back, because he gave it to you. Like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan say, God don't make niggas. God make men. And you and we are God's children of the Most High God. And it's also time for us to unite with our Hispanic brothers and sisters. We outnumber them. This is insanity, because they're shooting them down in the streets too.
So, yeah, you had to understand who you are. And see, it had to come a time that your mind had to elevate this knowledge. It couldn't be stuck in this knowledge. And see, when we look at the teachings of Elijah Muhammad, those are the exact teachings that's in the Bible. We can see the teaching of the Neanderthal man was not our way. Now, the teaching of white folks, that's the way they supposed to be in. That is their habitat. That is their nature. That is their school of thought. One of the most important things that Elijah Muhammad taught me when I studied him for about 20-something years was, he said, divide the earth. He said, when you divide the earth, you get a better understanding. Well, it took me 10 years to get that better understanding, because when you divide the earth, Sister Zayla, then they come up with this earth. In the northern, I asked myself a question, who, what, where, and how, why, where did it come from? And then I found out when I did that, when we divide the earth, we'll find that in the northern hemisphere. Am I still on? You still with me? You still with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me know. The northern hemisphere, in Genesis, 10th chapter of Genesis, Elijah Muhammad, I found what he had told me to do was found in the 10th chapter of Genesis, where the Father had divided the earth according to his nation of people. In the northern hemisphere was the Gentile, who we call the Germanic race of people, who was Japheth's children, that you go in the 10th chapter. The language that they spoke was Click, because the Bible gives us instruction to divide the earth by the language. Now, the language that they spoke was Click. They didn't have a language. It was known as Click. The God that they believed in was Jesus, and they believed in Druidism. In the south was the African, who we know as the African right now. It was the Cushite and the Hamite. You call him African now, but he was Cushite and Hamite back then. His language is called Bantu. His religion and God was that of Ifa of Zulu. In the eastern hemisphere was Indian. That's where the real Indian lived, in the east. His religion was called Hinduism. And it's
right.
The oldest religion known to mankind that was started in the 4000 B.C. His god was named Krishna and Shiva, and their language was called Sanskrit. In the west,
right.
That's where I live. We were called Yaman. And our language was called the Yala Kwadash, and we believed in the father and the mother, and we said that the first mother was named Aben. She was the creator, and she was the highest of God's head, and she gave us the laws up under the 12 laws of nation. Aben Yah gave us commandments to keep those laws. We taught that the mother, that the female was the highest of the Godhead. Every European teaches that a woman is the most evil thing in the world. Every European religion that came at 4,000 B.C. with 330,000 different gods, and the worship of Jesus Christ in America is 450 different Christian denominations up under three damn creeds called the Apostolic Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Tuning Creed of the Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal Church of the High Church, Low Church, and Broad Church. Documentation beats bullshit-ass goddamn conversation. You up and under those damn trees, and each one of you teach a different way of worshiping Jesus, this Jesus the Christ. I want to know which one of you MF, and I did say MF, and in your Bible you see bitch, hoeing, hoeish, hoeing. I want to tell which one of y'all lying on Jesus. Because Jesus only preached one doctrine. He didn't preach 450 damn different doctrines up under three damn combinations. He didn't preach that combination.
Right.
One
well,
church
that-
say. What, the Apostle Creed Church. Let's look at it, Baylor. Let's look at this shit.
Right. Dave,
the Methodist Church say that it's all right for eros, phalo, agape love. Jesus Christ accepts everybody, homosexual and all. The Nicene Church, the Baptist Church, when I go over to Nash, I've been teaching over there, they say you can't do that. They say that's against teaching. That's what the Bible says. That's true. That's what the Bible says. The Methodist Church, up under the Apostle Creed churches, say that you can be sprinkled. You ain't supposed to be baptized, sprinkled. Well, the Nicene Creed say that ain't what the Bible says, and that's absolutely right. Everything that the Bible say don't do is in the Apostle Creed churches as we speak. And I can prove that because your doctrine of what you teach is in your theology class. We ain't ignorant no more. We ain't fat, black, and ignorant, FBIs. We are the first black investigators you talk to these voices. Over here in the West, it was three tribes.
We did it again. Sister, you can go ahead. It dropped in. You have to call back in. Gonna give our host a few minutes to call back in. Like their calls have been dropped. We'll give them a few minutes to call back in. I'm going to go ahead and play this song to give them a chance to get back on, because they're trying to get on, but I keep knocking them off.
Because of the lion shall break every chain.
You back on, sis?
Because of the lion shall break every chain. Again and
get back on, Sister Muhammad? Sister Muhammad, are you back on?
Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Just have 3 minutes for the show, and I'm going to, I guess, play the song one more time, see if I can get him another chance to get back on. They keep getting knocked off. Play the song one more time.
Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again. Give him the victory. Oh. your chains, the conquering lion. Hey, he's gonna break all of those chains if you just let him.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. And we'll see you next Thursday. Peace.